Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are kicking things off with a bit of a throwback. I want you to picture the Labyrinth of Minos. You know the one from Greek mythology. That incredibly complex, twisting maze that was basically designed to be unsolvable.
Unless, of course, you were Theseus.
Right.
Or had a really good ball of string.
Exactly. Unless you were Theseus. But here's the thing. We aren't here to talk about Minotaurs or ancient Greece. We're talking about the modern equivalent of that labyrinth. We're talking about the maze that artificial intelligence has been stuck in for the last few years. The labyrinth of limitations, if you will.
It's a fitting metaphor. I mean, we spent a lot of time marveling at how good AI is at talking, generating text, writing emails, maybe a poem if you ask nicely. But the real puzzle, the one that has been much, much harder to solve, is getting a computer to stop just talking and actually start thinking.
Right. And that brings us to the star of today's deep dive. We're looking at a new AI agent called Manus, launched by the Chinese startup Monica. And the buzz around this isn't just that it's a better chatbot or that it writes cleaner code. The claim is that this is a fundamental shift from text generation to deep reasoning.
That's the key phrase right there, deep reasoning. We're moving away from the era of the instant answer, which is, you know, what we're all used to, and into the era of the autonomous agent.
So our mission today is to unpack that. We want to figure out the difference between a bot that gives you a quick, and let's be honest, sometimes shallow answer, and an agent that can plan and correct its own mistakes and actually navigate a problem.
And we're going to do this by looking at how Manus performs against some pretty serious benchmarks, specifically something called the GAIA benchmark, which is essentially the industry standard for measuring this kind of puzzle solving. We'll also break down a real-world case study involving Tesla stock that honestly makes standard chatbots look like they're asleep at the wheel.
Okay, let's unpack this, because I think for a lot of us, myself included, AI has just become synonymous with chatbot. You get a box, it types back. How is deep reasoning fundamentally different from what we've been using with, say, the early versions of GPT-4?
Think about the old way. And it's funny calling GPT-4 the old way, given it's only a couple of years old, but things move fast. That first generation of generative AI is dominant. It's fast. It's elegant. You ask a question and it predicts the next likely word to give you an answer.
It's the ultimate autocomplete.
Precisely. It's probabilistic. It's like a really, really well-read parrot. It knows the words. It knows the grammar. But it isn't necessarily sitting there, you know, pondering the implications of what it's saying. It's just retrieving information or patterning language based on what it's seen before.
So if I ask it a question that requires like 5 steps of logic, it tries to do it all in one breath.
Exactly. And that's where it often fails. Now, contrast that with deep reasoning. This is modeled more on how an intelligent human solves a complex problem. Imagine I ask you to analyze the stock performance of a company like Tesla and give me a forecast. You don't just spit out a number immediately. You go on a journey.
Right. I'd have to look up the current price, maybe read some news, see what their competitors are doing.
Yeah.
It's a whole process. I'd probably need a coffee first.
And that is what Manus does. It replicates that reasoning journey. It starts with problem decomposition. It breaks that big, scary question into small, manageable pieces. It doesn't try to eat the elephant in one bite.
Okay, so step one is just figuring out what the steps are.
Correct. Then it moves to information gathering. It collects data from multiple places, not just its internal training data, but live from the web. Then comes analysis, finding the relationships between those data points. Then planning, sequencing the steps. And here's where it gets really interesting. Execution and correction.
Correction. You mean if it messes up, it knows?
Yes. This is the game changer. If obstacles emerge, it adjusts the approach dynamically. It doesn't just hallucinate an answer because it hit a wall. It tries to find a way around the wall.
That feels like the missing link. I think we've all had that experience with a chatbot where it gets confused and just confidently lies to you.
The confident lie is a hallmark of the text generation era. It prioritizes fluency over accuracy. Deep reasoning aims to fix that by building in this ability to stop, evaluate, and reroute. It allows the AI to say, wait, that doesn't look right, and try again before it ever shows you the result.
Okay, so that's the theory. But how do we measure this? Because everyone says their AI is the smartest. You mentioned this GAIA benchmark earlier. Is that what, like the SATs for robots?
In a way, yes, but much harder. GAIA stands for General AI Assistant Benchmark. Researchers created it specifically to measure this kind of puzzle-solving capability. It is the AI world's Labyrinth of Minos. It has 3 levels of difficulty, and, well, most models struggle to get past the basics.
Walk us through those levels. What does a level 1 look like?
Level 1 is pretty simple. It requires basic information retrieval and straightforward decomposition. Something like, find me the weather in Paris for next Tuesday and tell me what to pack. That sort of thing. It's what we expect Siri or Alexa to do, but better.
Okay, so basic assistant stuff.
Level 2 is intermediate. Now we're talking multi-step reasoning and synthesizing information from diverse sources. A question like, compare the battery life of the top 3 smartphones released this month and tell me which one offers the best value per minute of usage.
That requires math, it requires finding current pricing, and it requires cross-referencing specs from different sites. That's a lot.
Exactly. And level 3, that's hard mode. Complex puzzles requiring deep thinking, strategic planning, and even some creativity. It might be something like, here is a blurry photo of a landmark, identify it, find out who the architect was, and then write a travel itinerary for a weekend trip there that focuses on other buildings by the same architect.
Wow. That's a lot of moving parts. If you fail step 1, just identifying the photo, the whole thing collapses.
Yeah.
So how did Manus do? Did it get stuck in the maze?
It conquered all 3 levels. Yeah. And the numbers are, well, they're staggering. On level 1, Manus hit 86.5% accuracy.
Is that good? What's the baseline?
Well, compare that to OpenAI's Deep Research, which scored 74.3%. And previous state-of-the-art models were sitting around 67.9%.
Wow. So an over 10% jump on OpenAI's tool.
Yeah.
In the tech world, that is a massive gap.
It's significant. And on levels 2 and 3, the hard ones, Manus achieved state-of-the-art results globally. It is currently the best in class for these complex reasoning tasks. It isn't just answering questions. It is solving problems.
That's a clear tier above. Mm. So what is going on under the hood? What does Manus have that the others don't? How is it escaping the labyrinth while others are hitting dead ends?
The source material highlights 3 specific traits that differentiate Manus. The first one is self-directed navigation.
Meaning it drives itself.
In a cognitive sense, yes. Most AI waits for you to prompt it through every single step. Okay, now search for this. Okay, now summarize that. Fine. You are essentially the project manager for the AI.
And it is exhausting. At that point, I might as well just do the Google search myself.
Exactly. Manus decides what steps are necessary. If it realizes, hey, I don't have enough data to answer this, it initiates a new search without being asked. It cuts out the human babysitter.
That is huge for productivity.
Okay.
What's the second trait?
The second trait is what we touched on earlier, but it is the real aha moment. Learning from failure.
This is the correction part.
Right. Think of it like a GPS. If you're driving and a road is closed, your GPS doesn't just turn off or tell you to drive into the barricade. It recalculates. It finds a new route. Manus does that with logic. If it hits a dead end in its reasoning or a search returns junk data, which happens all the time on the modern web, it redesigns its strategy mid-process.
That is so human, that resilience to say, well, that didn't work. Let me try plan B. Usually computers just throw an error code.
It's essential for autonomy. You can't be autonomous if you cry for help every time you hit a bump. And the third trait is abstraction and generalization.
That sounds a bit philosophical. What does that mean in practice?
Yeah, it means it can transfer patterns. If it learns how to solve a logistics problem in the shipping industry, it can apply that same logic or that same pattern to a scheduling problem in a hospital. It transfers the essence of the solution to a totally different context. And that is the definition of critical thinking.
That's fascinating. So it's not just memorizing answers. It's understanding the structure of problems.
Exactly. It isn't just rote learning. It's conceptual understanding.
Okay, I want to ground this. We've got the theory. We've got the benchmarks. But I'm a practical person. If I fire this thing up, what does it actually look like? The source gave a specific example about analyzing Tesla's stock. Can we walk through that? Because stock analysis is the classic thing AI is supposed to be bad at since the market changes every second.
This is a great example because it highlights the difference between search and intelligent search.
Right. Because if I search Tesla's stock analysis on a standard AI or a search engine, I get, what, a million links?
You get the whole web. Thousands of results, outdated articles, hype, Reddit threads from 3 years ago. It's just noise. Or the AI just summarizes the top result, which might be a biased blog post.
So how does Manus handle the Tesla assignment?
It starts by knowing what to search for. It doesn't just type Tesla. First, it retrieves Tesla's latest financial reports, the raw data. It goes straight to the primary source.
Okay, step 1, get the facts, no spin.
Then it autonomously moves to step 2. It analyzes the electric vehicle market landscape. It needs context. You can't judge a company in a vacuum.
Right. Is the whole market down, or is it just Tesla?
Exactly. Then it compares competitors. The source specifically mentions it looks at BYD, the Chinese EV giant, to see how they stack up on production numbers.
That's smart. A lot of US-centric searches might miss that context, but BYD is their biggest rival globally.
Then it zooms out to examine macroeconomic trends, interest rates, supply chains, things that affect everyone. And finally, and this is the key, it synthesizes all of that into a data-driven forecast.
And just to be clear, the user didn't have to say check BYD or look at interest rates.
Zero human intervention. Manus figured out that to answer the question, analyze Tesla, those were the necessary steps. It prioritized the subtasks, executed them, and if one link was broken, it found another source.
That is the difference between a tool and an agent. A tool waits for your hand. An agent acts on your behalf.
Precisely. It turns a 30-minute research task into a 30-second wait.
But this raises an elephant in the room. You mentioned OpenAI's deep research earlier, and we know OpenAI is a juggernaut. They released deep research months ago. Why is Manus scoring higher? Is OpenAI falling behind?
It's not necessarily that they're falling behind, but more that they're building for different things. This is an important nuance that the sources really stress.
So it's not a direct Manus is better at everything situation?
Not entirely. I mean, the GAIA benchmark results favor Manus, yes, but look at the architecture. Manus was engineered specifically for this kind of reasoning. Deep research, according to the analysis, is described as more of an add-on to a text generation model.
So Manus was born to reason. Deep research learned to reason later.
In a sense. Also, look at the optimization focus. Deep research is incredible at what its name suggests. Research, academic writing, retrieving scientific papers, digging through dense text. It excels there.
Okay, so if I'm writing a PhD thesis and need to summarize 50 PDFs, maybe I should stick with deep research.
Potentially. But Manus is optimized for real-world problem-solving and execution. Practical decision-making. It's also more efficient. It uses fewer computational resources to get to the answer.
So Manus is the project manager, and deep research is the librarian.
That's a very good analogy. One helps you know, the other helps you act. And right now, in the business world, acting is where the value is.
So what does this all mean? We're recording this deep dive in February 2026. The landscape is shifting fast. If Manus and agents like it are hitting these levels of autonomy, what does the next year or two look like?
Well, if we look at the predictions for the 2026-2027 window, the impact on the workforce is the first thing that comes up. We're looking at the automation of repetitive roles, but not just the copy-paste jobs. We're talking about roles that require planning.
Organizations doing more with fewer people.
Inevitably, it transforms R&D, high-level management decision-making, and even personalized education. Imagine a tutor that doesn't just answer a student's question, but realizes the student is struggling with a core concept and redesigns the lesson plan on the fly.
That's the correction capability applied to teaching.
Right.
That's powerful. It moves from just answering, what is 2 + 2, to asking, why don't you understand addition?
Exactly. But we also have to touch on the geopolitics. Manus is from a Chinese startup, Monica. The rivalry between China and the U.S. for dominance in agentic AI is intensifying.
It feels like a new space race.
It is. And this competition is driving innovation at breakneck speeds. Both sides are pushing to create the most capable agents. For a while, it felt like the U.S. had an insurmountable lead with OpenAI and Anthropic. Manus shows that the gap might not exist anymore.
That is a sobering thought for American tech companies. But before we get too carried away with the sci-fi future, though, we should probably throw in a disclaimer. Is Manus perfect? Can I fire my financial advisor today?
Please don't do that. Manus is far from perfect. The source makes this very clear. Manus is not magic. It is imperfect. It can still generate inaccurate reports. It can pursue paths that turn out to be suboptimal. It can get confused by ambiguity.
So we shouldn't just hand over the keys to the kingdom quite yet.
Human oversight remains essential. We're moving from doing the work to supervising the work. But the supervision is critical. You need to be the editor-in-chief.
It's like having a very smart intern. You give them the project, they do an amazing job, but you still check their work before you send it to the CEO.
Exactly. You trust but verify.
So let's wrap this up. We started with a labyrinth of Minos, a place of confusion and dead ends. And it seems like Manus represents a path out of that labyrinth for AI.
It represents the shift from light, simply illuminating the problem, to an agent actually solving it. The era of asking, can AI think? is effectively over. We have the benchmarks. We have the proof. The new era is agentic AI that acts independently.
It's a brave new world. And it leaves us with a pretty heavy question to chew on.
It does. The source material poses this final thought, and I think it's the most important takeaway. We know AI is starting to think independently, but are we prepared for a world where it does?
Are we ready to be the supervisors instead of the doers? That is something I think every listener needs to ask themselves as they head back to work today.
Indeed.
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.